wherever news is being made.
Warsaw.
Radio Warszawa donosi ostatni wiadomości.
Budapest.
WAKY News, first at 55, wherever news breaks out.
Bob Watson reporting. Washington, the old soldier is dead. General Douglas MacArthur died at Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington at 2:39 p.m. Louisville time this afternoon. He slipped quietly and peacefully from the deep sleep of coma into death after having battled courageously for weeks against ailments which had forced him to undergo three major surgical operations. He'd been in a coma since last Friday night. Death was officially attributed to kidney and liver failure. General MacArthur's body now is en route to New York City by motorcade, comprised of the military ambulance bearing the body and two limousines carrying members of the family and friends. Just before the cars left the hospital, there was a touching scene involving Mrs. MacArthur and an Army nurse, Second Lieutenant Bonnie Ritter. She was the recovery room nurse who had spent long hours at MacArthur's side in the medical fight to sustain his life. The attractive young nurse, her eyes still red from crying, was summoned to Mrs. MacArthur's car. The widow put her arm out, the nurse leaned toward the car, and the two women kissed each other on the cheek. MacArthur's body is being taken to the Universal Funeral Chapel at New York City until Tuesday morning. Then it will lie in repose at the 7th Regiment Armory on New York's Park Avenue until Tuesday night. After arrival in Washington Wednesday morning, the general will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda until noon Thursday. The body will be taken to Norfolk, Virginia, with burial Saturday at the MacArthur Memorial in Norfolk. President Johnson and three former U.S. presidents, including one who had fired him, led the nation's mourning over General MacArthur's death. President Johnson called MacArthur one of the most distinguished soldiers on the history of the United States. Harry Truman, who fired MacArthur from all Far Eastern commands during a policy dispute in the Korean conflict, said MacArthur had given of himself, with exception, strength and valor. And there was a tribute from former President Herbert Hoover, who appointed MacArthur Army Chief of Staff in 1931. Versailles, still no trace of missing teenager. The search for a 17-year-old Lexington youth is continuing in the Kentucky River near Versailles. John Hall Jr. has been missing since a boat overturned shortly after midnight yesterday. 20-year-old Betty Jo Stone of Winchester drowned in the accident. Dragging and diving for the youth was halted about 10 yesterday and resumed at 8 o'clock this morning.
You're hearing it first on WAKY News.
Everyone has a chance to make a mark on the world. Teachers have a greater chance than most. If you're looking for a professional career, consider teaching. During April Teaching Career Month, you're invited to check out the facts. For information, write to Teaching, NEA, Washington, D.C.
Louisville night watchman gunned down. A gun battle in a Louisville building, the Medical Arts Building, has resulted in the wounding of a night watchman. 61-year-old Irvin Hoffmeister is on the serious list at General Hospital with wounds in the left arm and right shoulder. It said that he was making his rounds early today when he found a man wearing a white mask over his face in the lobby of the building. He said the man yelled, "This is a stick-up," and started shooting with the pistol. Hoffmeister said he shot back six times with his pistol, but police said there was no indication the assailant was hit before he ran out of the building. Washington public hearings are urged. A senator from Indiana says Congress should hold public hearings on a Tennessee Valley Authority proposal for a 170,000-acre Between the Lakes recreation area in western Kentucky and Tennessee. Democrat Vance Hartke said in a statement today he does not oppose the development of the recreation area and said the area probably is well suited for this, but he said he was not convinced a TVA needs to acquire the entire 170,000 acres. WAKY News, Dateline's The World. Miskolc, Hungary. Soviet Premier Khrushchev, speaking in the Hungarian steel town of Miskolc, today accused the Chinese communist of trying to incite the Soviet people against him. He charged that for this purpose the Chinese Reds invented accusations. Nicosia, Cyprus. The fighting between Greek and Turkish Cypriots has spread into northwestern Cyprus.
Current Kentuckiana climatological conditions.
Windy and warmer, showers and scattered thunder showers tonight and tomorrow morning. Low tonight 50, high tomorrow 58, partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow night. Bob Watson reporting, WAKY News, from WAKY 790, Louisville, Kentucky.